nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, and I'm Ted Parrish, CFA, and I'm joined by the usual guru of finance, Dr. Gene Hensler, and Benjamin Crow, one of our CFAs, CFPs,
CPA.
Extraordinaire. Yeah.
Right. And he didn't actually start work in the profession until he was 35 because he had to pass all this
stuff. Wow. Work to do first.
And stuff like that.
I'm working now.
Okay. Yep. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what went on last week. Ben, you were commenting that the labor report was really, really bad. 74,000.
74,000. But then what caught my attention?
Unemployment went down. What?
Went from 7 to, it dropped to 6.7, so only 74th. How does that make sense, Dr. Gene? Help me out here.
I think we predicted this on last week's show.
What's
before it came out.
What's happening is people are dropping out of the job market like crazy. So the participation rate is the lowest it's been since, 78?
Yep.
So I saw the number, 347,000 people left the workforce. That's how. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you get a decline with that small growth in jobs.
Well, folks, just know this, that it's going to drop even more once those numbers are reflective of the most recent people losing unemployment insurance. Watch.
Okay.
Watch and learn.
Ben, you had a number here about what the actual unemployment, if you take into account the change in participation.
That's right. You know, you've got, that's kind of a more narrow, the 6.7, the number they always quote is kind of the narrow definition, right? But when you take from the Department of Labor, Bureau of Statistics, or whatever, the broadest measure of unemployment. So it didn't change last month.
It was over 13%.
13.1%.
Yeah.
So while you saw that drop of 0.3% on the monthly number, the overall, you know, when you add in those people that are underemployed.
The U6 is what it's called.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, we need to add about 250,000 jobs a month to keep up with immigration and population growth, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's to maintain the same unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you can vary a little,
bounce up and down.
The lack of participation is people just dropping out. And they're always trying to blame it. The administration is on the people are turning 64 or 65. They're taking early retirement. Yeah. At 58, guy wants to take early retirement with no benefits. No. Not a good number.
No, horrible number.
Retail sales, again, moderated in December, but they weren't terrible. And if we get automobiles out of there, because the cold weather and the snow and the stuff really screwed up automobile sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's usually a pretty good month. December. These guys like to get these cars off of the lot.
Right. They have a lot of promotions and everything.
Well, they've got they have to pay personal property tax on the cars sitting on their
inventory.
So there is an incentive. And plus the guys to make their nut for the year, you know, in terms of it can make a huge difference in the profits of an automobile dealership.
Yeah.
I have an interesting one. I won't mention what brand it is, but they take into account customer service as well as sales, et cetera, for your bonuses and stuff like that. And if you don't get good customer service, it can cost you $500,000, $1 million a year.
And which company is that?
I don't want to mention it. It's inside info. It's a need to know. It's one of the more prestige automobiles where they concerned about service.
Right, right.
You know, then you can figure it's either Mercedes or Audi or BMW, one of those kind of, I'm serious, you know, that kind of stuff, Jaguar, you know, that kind of thing. They want the quality there.
Mm-hmm.
So retail sales weren't terrible, but they're not red hot. Chain store sales,
that's a weekly figure.
That goes up and down. What was interesting is mortgage activity improved.
Mm-hmm.
the first full week in the 14. This is what I thought the weather would be. No one's out looking at houses.
I wouldn't think so. Not last week. Not down here.
But all over the country.
It was all over the country. Yeah.
You had to get past Tampa to find warm weather.
and it improved in both purchases and refinances. Yeah. So that's positive.
That is positive. Yeah. Producer price index and CPIs were up, but mm-hmm. nothing dramatic.
No.
They've been sort of steady for the last 3 months.
Yeah, year over year CPI. What was that total? You remember, Teddy? Was it it's like one and change?
Yeah,
below two. So it's not.
Yeah.
Below two.
And the core actually for CPI rose to 0.1%. That's down from the 0.2% that it's been steady at since
I don't know. You can't convince me or anybody else who actually goes into a grocery store or goes to buy anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, prices haven't gone up.
You know, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking around at them. I take, for example, Cook's Illustrated, and they'll have in there that the best knife that you can buy is only $39.99.
Right.
You know, it's a Victoria next. Well, you go in, and it's now $45.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's over 2 years or so. So, yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff is creeping in all over the place. Mm. Jobless claims?
They actually fell 2,000 to 326,000 for the weekend in January 11th. That was in line with expectations, you know. I think at that level, it's consistent with where we've been over the past year. So, but there clearly was a break in what the unemployment claims did in the actual job number we saw. So I don't know how much you read into that.
Okay. Interest rates are relatively flat this week.
Mm-hmm.
When a terrible report on jobs came out, mm-hmm. interest rates promptly fell.
Yeah.
And but for the week, they didn't change a whole bunch.
No, they didn't. The 5/1 ARM actually dropped 18 basis points.
That was a huge move. Yeah. And also, too, the 30-year.
Dropped 7 basis points as well.
Down to 4.45. And generally in Atlanta, they're a little lower than that. We're a pretty competitive market and demand in there. The market for the week, Teddy, what did the market do?
The market's actually up about 12 basis points for the week and down 19 basis points year to date. So, you know, today is a reversal from the past 2 days, which the market was up. We had a pretty big day. Monday
was horrible.
Monday was horrible, but Tuesday and Wednesday were good. And right now, Infotech is leading the way this week, and healthcare is up the most year to date. But, you know, market's pretty mixed. I think we have a lot of repositioning of portfolios.
Yeah, this healthcare thing I can't quite figure out because, you know, it appears to me the Congress and the Senate both are going after this deal where if they're not going to back up the insurance companies.
Yeah.
That's a hot political button for everybody.
They shouldn't.
The insurance companies, if they win or they lose, they don't. They win and everything else.
No.
And I think that people are upset. Why are you going to give money to insurance companies when they're charging me $600 more a year
right.
or $700, $800, right. or $900 more a year? The heck with them.
That's the middle
man. The interesting thing in earnings for this year is all the financials. This is really what leads things off at the start of the year. And
not all of them. All of them weren't bad.
No, I'm not saying they were bad. I'm saying they're probably relatively good.
They're real junky for the most part. Well, they have so many charges.
These numbers. Let's understand one thing out there, folks. Banks are the least transparent business in the world. There is more horse crap that goes on in the bank books than you can shake a stick at. Bank of America earnings went up. Why? Because provision for credit losses fell 85%.
Well, they had some. Bank of America's earnings actually, in my opinion, were a bright spot because in the divisions that suck at J.P. Morgan and some of the others, they actually did well. Their fixed income trading was actually up. The money management revenues were really up, and you know,
and they only lost $1.1 billion in their real estate rather than $2.3 billion.
There you go.
Times are getting better.
J.P. Morgan's numbers were not good at all.
But it is. I mean, you know, it's hard to interpret this with all the loss, the changes. Yeah. You know, year over year, when you look at the loan loss reserves, I mean, mm-hmm. that is a big number that's changed for all these financials reporting, right?
Harvesting. Yeah. And, you know, you couple that with, we'll talk about that later, the consumer. I think there's some things we need to talk about there with the consumer's balance sheet and what's coming ahead to maybe allude to things getting better. And, you know, it's connected to the banks. You know, there's a 7-year cycle for a consumer when they file bankruptcy or have a huge hit on their credit.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the beginning stage of where a lot of that's rolling off and credit should be improving for consumers. 2005, 2006 was the first time when the real estate crisis really first started taking off, right? So we're at 2014.
So we're going to say just because I declared bankruptcy 7 years ago, I'm much, much better off today.
Hey, their credit maybe is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. Well, they sure aren't loaning it a whole bunch.
Yeah.
CSX, coal demand was down.
They missed their numbers, but I think the overall trend of what they saw was positive. You know, agricultural shipments.
And that's more important than the bank numbers because the railroads really are a pretty strong indicator of how things are going.
Yeah.
And your general economy. Mm-hmm. Like that. And I guess the big news on the M&A is that Suntory is buying out Jim Beam.
Yeah.
So the Japanese like Jim Beam?
Yeah, well, yeah. They also like their whiskey and their scotch. Mm-hmm. And they have Jim Beam, Maker's Mark, Knob Creek,
tequila.
Bourbons,
yeah.
Cavassier, and Canadian Club.
Pass the Cavassier.
And so I wish them well. That is an area of business that is really consolidating. We're going to take a short break and make some money, okay? Talk to you. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.